Jeff Richardson is a professor in the Faculty of Business and Economics at Monash University and Foundation Director of its Centre for Health Economics, which has been quite famous in some of its publications in Australia. He's an adjunct associate of Stanford University, and his research interests have included comparisons of international healthcare systems, which is where we've seen some really interesting articles. He presently holds a 5-year NHMRC professorial fellowship to continue his research into measurement of quality of life, social objectives and the allocation of healthcare resources. Jeff has also worked with the World Health Organisation and the Australian Development Assistance Bureau and the Rockefeller Foundation. And Jeff's going to talk to us about the funding issues. Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks very much. A few months ago, the Health Minister described health financing in Australia as a dog's breakfast. I'm going to disagree with that. I have two dogs, and I certainly wouldn't risk litigation by feeding them breakfast, which was so ill thought out and recklessly dangerous as the funding of health services in Australia. I'm going to start off with a few general principles which I think need to be restated each time we're talking about macro funding, because there is disinformation that's been spread about some of the imperatives in healthcare. Look briefly at objectives and then cost benefits before I get on to the subject of reform, with a few comments in passing on the contrast between what we need and what we actually get at the moment in our health policy. I will be concluding. I don't think it's necessarily in conflict with what Judith was saying. We do need quite radical reform in our funding. Our objectives, in broad terms, efficiency, fairness and quality. I'm going to comment on each of those. And without being facetious, our chief failures in the health system have been with respect to efficiency, fairness and quality. We have had very serious problems with each of these, very large order problems with each of those. I'll comment briefly as I can before I get onto the principles on that. Going back to costs, and this is sort of economics 101, a very basic principle is an objective of the health system or anywhere else is not minimising costs, not even cost control. Our objective is efficiency in the sense that what we want to do is spend optimally. We want to compare costs with the benefits. To talk about costs in isolation from benefits is just plain bad economics. So as a general rule, if you're getting more benefits than it costs you for something, then you expand. So the critical question in the health sector is, are we on the margins getting greater benefits than it costs? In that case, the recommendation to government must be that we spend more, not less. This is not the message that we get back from government and have reinforced regularly. The idea of a fixed budget is something which applies in the very short term, which simply should not be binding constraint in the longer term. From that, we've got two non-problems. I say them in all of my talks, but I think we need to repeat them each time. That health expenditures are unsustainable is the rhetoric we constantly get. We must cut back on the health system overall. And secondly, governments can't bear the cost. If we're going to expand in one direction, we must cut back in some other direction. I think the Treasurer, showing a reckless disregard of any principle of economics, said that if we put another drug on the pharmaceutical scheme, we must take another one off. Simply false. Well, just to look at the first of those issues, can we spend more? Here is very simple arithmetic. In 2007, if we index our GDP to 100, we're spending a little less than 10% of that on health at the moment. Just supposing that we do have the health sector expanding very much more rapidly than the GDP, which is the chief concern. So in this case, I've allowed GDP to grow at a relatively modest rate, much less than it has been recently, of 2%, and the health sector to expand at twice that level. By 2047, because of the power of compound interest, had a very large increase in GDP and a massive increase in health spending. The health budget has gone up to almost 22% of the GDP. You put it as a ratio, it sounds rather frightening. If we look at this in a rather clearer perspective, I think, in the simplest possible terms, do it pictorially. Here is a picture of GDP at the moment, with one-tenth of it going to health. What will this picture look like by 2047, with the health sector expanding at twice the rate of GDP? Well, that's what it will look like. GDP spills over on the right-hand side of my open, maybe that's the foreign debt. But just to make this point absolutely obvious, make it dark. Look at what's happened to non-health spending. Sure, the health sector has increased enormously, but it's only eaten into a massive expansion of GDP. We have plenty of resources left over for everything else that we want to do. So it's simply a furphy to